Welcome to Reiki Cafe Radio. We're your hosts, Christine Renee
and Izzy Wells. We come together with more than 25 years of experience in Reiki, meditation, chakra wisdom, clairvoyant techniques, and holistic healing. We are passionate about helping individuals release resistance, step into their authentic selves, and align their lives with the truth of who they are.
Reiki Cafe Radio is your choice for vibrant Reiki conversations, meditation experiences, and holistic wellness. This is your space for a deeper look into the ancient wisdom through modern eyes. So grab your tea or coffee and join us as we sip our way through this week's episode. Well, welcome back to Reiki Cafe Radio. This Friday, we've got a special treat for you. It is a very long guided meditation, but one that will put you in a deep state of relaxation. So buckle up, get ready, get comfortable, because today we are going to go on a journey to the upper world for some deep healing work. So if you're ready, relax, rest, and enjoy. And taking a moment to take a nice deep breath, feeling the rise and fall of your chest, the inhale and the exhale. Breathing it in and blowing it out, letting the air flow out in open mouth. Breathing out with big, nice breaths, like blowing out birthday candles on a cake. Letting any of that heaviness, that tension that's in the body, flow out with the breath. We're just going to do this a few more times. Just feeling that rise and fall of your chest as we blow out. And we call to the spirits of the East with the rising sun, the dawn of a new day. We welcome the opportunities and the breath of fresh air that you bring. We ask that you blow out the cobwebs and shine a new light on a path forward. We welcome this breath of fresh air, the new wind behind our sails to give us forward momentum, forward movement. We welcome the spirits of the South with her fire, power, passion, and motivation to be here now, to burn away what no longer serves us, to shine a light on the path forward, to help us fully embody who we are, to take up space and to express ourselves in a meaningful way. We welcome the spirits of the South. We welcome the spirits of the West with those cool and calming waters to help flow into and move into a new energy that will serve us. We ask our intuition awaken, that our spiritual gifts be highlighted. We ask to find those easy currents in the ocean to bring us healing, to support us, and to wash away what no longer resonates, helping us move and flow with great ease, and remembering to play and laugh along the way, remembering those beautiful qualities of experiencing life in the flow. We welcome the spirits of the West, and we welcome the spirits of the North, the place of rest, the place of integration, this place of knowingness. Remembering the mountain and the earth are there to nourish us and protect us, and to give us courage as we move forward with the lessons and learnings of the past. We welcome the spirits of the North. We welcome the spirits from below, with our power animals mythical creatures that wish to be here now to help support us in finding a place of peace. We welcome the spirits from below. We welcome the spirits from above. We welcome in our guides. We welcome in all of those love and light entities, the angels, to support us, to bring in your wisdom, to bring in your healing, to bring in your support. We welcome the spirits from above. And we welcome our center. We welcome our heart space. We welcome our higher self to be embodied, to remember who we are at the energetic level, at our spirit level, at our soul level, to be fully present, to know that we're safe here within our body, that physical container in which we reside. And for this time and in this moment, we ask that our body become relaxed, easing all of the tensions, letting our feet become heavy and relaxed, letting our legs, our knees, our hips becoming heavy and relaxed, letting our belly soften, letting our shoulders drop, letting our arms, our elbows, our wrists, all the way down to our fingertips becoming heavy and relaxed. Letting our body to fully melt into the surface beneath you. Letting any tension in the neck soften. Letting our jaw relax. Letting our tongue fall away from the roof of our mouth. Letting our face muscles relax. Even our hair follicles relaxed. Knowing that we're safe in this time and this moment. And we begin in the beautiful meadow, feeling a light breeze, feeling the sun on our skin, the perfect humidity, the perfect temperature, whatever that means to you. And as you breathe in, the air feels fresh and clear. A place of peace and rest. You can hear insects and birds chirping in the distance. Noticing if there's any other smells or sounds. And you notice that the earth feels soft, that this is a moist meadow. Perhaps there's spring flowers in bloom. Noticing what kinds of flowers or what colors stand out to you. The grass is green. There's mosses growing underfoot, creating a path forward. As you touch the grass, you can feel its dew drops. And you begin to pick the flowers along the trail, making a small bouquet, as if you are a little girl once again, spending time in nature alone, feeling content with this activity. adding one flower at a time to your palm. Noticing if you want to add leaves or tall pieces of grass. And as you keep walking along that trail, almost mindlessly, not having to think about anything other than the activity at hand, picking the flowers, knowing that you're safe, noticing if you have a favorite flower that seems to dominate your bouquet, or if you're in search of one particular kind of flower. And as you keep walking, you recognize that farther up along the path, in a wide open space, is a hot air balloon. And as you keep walking along, you notice that the flowers change. There's different kinds and different colors. And the grasses seem padded down as you approach the hot air balloon. And so your bouquet is complete. You can hear the hot air balloon already floating high, the balloon part of it, the basket being held down by ropes, that gas element clicking on and off, all prepared and ready. And you find a safe little place to put your bouquet. And you can choose to set it here, to retrieve it when you get back, or you can bring it with us. Whatever feels good to you. Not a right or wrong. Just whatever feels good. And so you climb the easy little steps to climb into the basket. You feel the ropes that's connecting the basket to the balloon, feeling its roughness, feeling the smooth edges of the basket, that wooden frame, knowing that this is a magical hot air balloon. Knowing that the intention is to bring us to the upper worlds, where we can find respite with our guides, our helpers, any support that they wish to offer. And so the ropes magically release, allowing the hot air balloon to lift up into the air and gently float higher and higher, soon above the treetops, noticing any birds in the sky as we gently rise higher and higher in that beautiful blue sky. And it feels good. You can feel the breeze. You can feel the warmth from the gas element as it clicks on every so often. Feels peaceful here, floating higher and higher away from the earth plane. Feeling the breeze on your skin, which gently pushes and directs the hot air balloon closer and closer to a white, puffy cloud. The only cloud in the sky. Now, as you approach, you notice that there's some type of dock, some type of decking It's like the hot air balloon is magically pulled to it until it connects with a gentle thud. And the ropes magically tie up to that dock so that you can safely climb out. You can feel the humidity here as you step into the cloud, feeling the moisture and the bright white brilliance of it all. Feeling safe walking forward and noticing the softness of the marshmallowy ground of this place. It feels quiet. It feels peaceful. And you're just enjoying that emptiness, the nothingness in which this place brings, which this place offers. Here in the upper world, we ask for more peace, more serenity, more healing. More rest. And as we walk forward, it feels like there's a beautiful pool, outdoor sun chairs, even though the lightness here is so different. It's not sunny, perhaps. It's as warm as you want it to be. It's just relaxing. And there's these beautiful women who have what seems like tools to offer pampering, whatever that looks like for you, whether that's a pedicure, massage, someone to give you a scalp massage. Rub your feet. And as you find that comfortable place to sit, to lie down, you have your buffet of options of this pampering. You have your favorite drink, perhaps a snack. And as you welcome these helpers to pamper you, to nourish your physical body, you allow it. It feels good to say yes. To have someone rub you, to nourish you, nourish your skin. And with their touch, it goes deep. They may be rubbing lotion or oils on your skin, but you can feel it in the muscle. You can feel it in your bones, this nourishing energy that's provided by just their touch. And so the tension further releases. You're able to further relax. Welcome in that state of relaxation. No need for deep tissue or chiropractic. It's magical here. Just the slightest touch, and you become more and more relaxed. It's as if you're floating now. Floating on that surface beneath you. You feel so light. It's like floating on a cloud. And as you float on that cloud, it's as if your physical body gets covered in those fluffy whiteness, soothing your spirit. Peaceful and relaxed, weightless. And hear that those white clouds that's wrapping around you soothes away any heavy emotions. Allows you to release into the cloud, letting them go. For this time and in this moment, knowing that you're safe to set them aside for now. Your body relaxed. Your mind relaxed. And as you release the cloud beneath you that's holding you up, becomes gray, heavy and dense, and those emotions that are releasing, forming water droplets. And it begins to rain beneath you. Letting them go. Letting all of the tension, all of the heaviness, just easily draining from you, seeping out of your skin, your body into the cloud. Allowing the cloud itself to transmute it into the water that rains down beneath you. Knowing that it will eventually fall upon the earth, where the earth herself will recycle it. As you release, 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 the cloud may shift into different colors, pinks and purples and blues and greens, a swirling energy all around you, awakening your true spiritual form. Allowing that stagnation to flow once again. Allowing those pastel soft colors to move through your body, your physical container, as it's wrapped up in this beautiful cloud of swirling colors. And as it swirls, it moves the energy. Anything that was stuck is now able to move and release as it should. And any of that stuckness falls down beneath you, forms into the raindrops, and releases down to the earth. And this cycle continues until you feel completely immersed in the swirling colors of energy on each side of you, to your left and to your right, in front of you and behind you, above you and below you. Completely nourished, completely supported. Noticing if one color stands out more than the others, or if it's a beautiful rainbow mix. The pinks, the yellows, the oranges, the greens, the blues, the purples, the whites, all moving around, enveloping you, healing you in the colors. And soon your cloud, now fully released all of the raindrops it could ever possibly have, it forms a rainbow beneath you, shining that rainbow down to the earth from your rainbow-wrapped cloud. Your awareness becomes, attention comes to that iridescent sparkle, shimmer of the rainbow. The rainbow feels so tangible here, wrapped in your rainbow cloud, those swirling energies. It feels like an extension of who you are as it shines down to the earth. Noticing that rainbow, if there's a texture to it, it almost feels like a ribbon, that it's got some substance to it. And so knowing that with your swirling colors, you can use your rainbows to climb down into the rainbow, into this. It's as if they're aerial silks the cloud itself holding you up, yet able to play down in the rainbow. That your body here can move any way that it wants to. Can use those rainbow streamers, those rainbow silks to play, to climb, to stream through the air. And the texture feels so soft, yet sturdy and strong. Noticing if you gravitate to one color more than the others. Letting yourself be wrapped in that silk. Hanging from your cloud in that beautiful, radiant color of your choice. Cocooned within it. Feeling that squeeze, that pressure as it holds you. As if the color itself is giving you a warm hug. And filling the space within with love, with support, with calmness. With peace you never thought was imaginable before, and now resides within you and all around you. It feels good just to hold on, to be held in this way, in this color, in this container. Allowing that energy to heal you from the inside out, as if you're cocooned here. Moving through a metamorphosis. The crystallis inside. Allowing what needs to be turned to mush, to be transformed into the beautiful. Into the expansiveness. And allowing the time it takes for the process to occur. Allowing the shifts. Knowing that these beautiful color, this beautiful silk that's wrapped all around you, knows exactly how to heal the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. allowing the physical body to transform. Knowing that as you grow and move through this, your physical body will feel whole and complete, strong, yet flexible. Knowing that you are worthy of transformation and healing. Your body is doing the work. Your spirit is doing the work. Allowing this cocoon to reorganize the energy as needed. It's as if the energy from within is cultivating a spark of light. And that light is love. You can feel it all around you and through you. And as your transformation is occurring, you can begin to feel your limbs once again, starting to reform and put your body back together, that light, that love is creating its signature, its imprint, throughout all of you, that it's co-creating as your body is transforming. And soon you're feeling strong. You feel your arms and your legs, and you want to stretch beyond the confines of that beautiful silk. And so you find that piece of fabric that folds over one another, and you can find your way to push through, pushing through that cocoon. Letting your hand emerge, pulling and pushing the silk away as you begin to climb out of it. Grasping the other rainbow silks all around you, able to use them to climb up and out and back onto that white, puffy cloud. And as you make your way fully out and sitting on that cloud, you're able to recognize your new state of being. how strong you are, how wise you are, and noticing what your physical form looks like here. You may notice that you have wings or butterfly wings, or that your body sits up tall and strong. Whatever it may be, is okay. And you breathe here, and this knowingness that you have emerged. You took the time to heal so that you could come out stronger on the other side. Noticing if you're wearing clothes, and if so, what color they are. What feels so good? The fabric touching your skin. Noticing your hair, your nails, even your eye color. You have an awareness of what you look like, what you feel like, having undergone this transformation. You begin to notice that you can breathe easier. The inhales and the exhales. As you sit on the cloud, feels amazing. And you can smell, sense in the air. Perhaps your favorite dishes. Your favorite flower. And it feels good. Your body feels good. And you're beginning to feel ready. You're feeling strong and confident. And clear, having undergone this transformation. And so you begin to prepare the white, puffy cloud. Has a steering wheel pop out of it, the very front, and those ribbons of rainbow colors move up into the cloud to form a seat. And you allow yourself to sit into this rainbow cushion where your hands are on the steering wheel. And with that confidence and clarity, you're in control of the cloud. And so you take some time to play, to drive through the sky, perhaps through the stars, that there is no need to rush back, that you can take as much time as you need. To play, to see the sights, to enjoy this experience as you in the driver's seat and a magical cloud on a magical ribbon seat flying through the sky. Knowing that it can take you anywhere. To any time or any place. And just being here now in this present moment, enjoying the view, is all that you need in this moment. And whenever you're ready, you remember that you have all of those beautiful flowers, that bouquet that you can go collect and come back all the way down to the meadow, driving in your beautiful cloud car. So you bring your attention to the meadow, which steers your car back down to the meadow. And you see that the hot air balloon has already landed, roped back up. The beautiful wildflowers are diverse and abundant. And you land your cloud wherever feels good to you. And those magical rainbow ribbons unfold beneath you as you stand and makes a carpet before you back out into the meadow. Noticing how different you feel now. Giving thanks to the cloud for its beautiful transformational work that it offered. Looking up into the sky, thanking all of those beautiful, healing, pampering helpers that came to your assistance. Thanking the hot air balloon for its transport up. And thanking this green meadow for having the perfect starting and ending point for your journey. And just feeling the ease and flow in your body now. letting your attention come back into this day, into this time, into this room. And just noticing how your body feels. Noticing that inhale and exhale. Noticing the softness of the cushions beneath you. And whenever you are ready, taking as much sweet time as you need, wiggling your fingers, your toes. Feel free to give your body a stretch as you flutter open your eyes and come all the way back.
Reiki Cafe Radio is sponsored by Reiki Cafe University, where your Reiki dreams become reality. Join us on Instagram or Facebook at Reiki Cafe University, watch our videos on YouTube, or visit the website to learn more about our colleges of Reiki, chakras, and business.
It's our aim to help you on your path to wellness, guiding you into confidence as you transmute your inner critic and say yes to you. We're here to help you bring your Reiki dreams into reality, and your path to abundance, health, and healing unfolds from here.
And love and light, Christine Renee.
And Izzy Wells.